or more on at least two federal student loans, then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Here we go again. We are back. More of the Bucket Strategy Investing program. We're getting the new week started with our Professor Rick Plum. I'm Johnny Dean. Professor Plum joins me once again from Lucia Capital Group, our certified financial planner. And our planner to the stars, this hour we'll be talking about something that many people have been convinced to do regardless of whether it's right for them or not. And that is buying real estate in their IRA. We did get into this a little bit on Friday, and we're going to continue this discussion today. Now, you've probably heard the sales pitches if you've looked into this at all. The sales pitches which tell you that if you buy your real estate in your IRA, you can defer all the taxes or maybe pay no taxes at all if it's in a Roth, which, you know, would be true in that case. Sometimes they also tell you that it's the best financial move you'll ever make. I've seen that claim. My guess is it's probably not, but we're going to talk about why that is coming up in just a couple minutes with Professor Plum. In fact, less than 60 seconds. But if you got a question for the Brain Trust, it can be on this or any other money topic. We've got all the lines open right now. You give us a call, 877-PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Lines are open right now. You should take advantage of the Brain Trust. You can also email us here on the show. Go to wealthed.com, our website. Click on the Find Your Answer link there near the top of the page. I said Professor Plum, certified financial planner. He's here again today, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. You should take to heart what I've been saying for many, many years now. You need a retirement strategy. You need a buckets plan. You need one that's tailored specifically to meet your goals and your needs. You can call the professor. You can call anyone at Lucia Capital Group at their off-air number, 800-644-1150. You call them to meet with an advisor. You can ask your questions, get your questions answered. Oh, and by the way, get your buckets plan squared away. It's all about strategy here on this program. Again, the number to reach them off the air at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Our number, our important number. Right now, you should write it down. In fact, just commit it to memory and then call 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I know you got money questions, so anything that's on your mind, you give us a call. We'll talk to you about it, answer them for you, strategy or otherwise. So real estate, Professor Plum, some real advantages to owning real estate personally, which I think is why oftentimes real estate acts as sort of an alternate, I don't know, is it an alternate asset class for some people in
yeah,
a bucket
it is an
strategy?
Alternative. I mean, it tends to act in different ways. The appreciation or depreciation from time to time, the increase or decrease in value tends to happen at different times than the stock market. So the stock market moves very quickly up and down. The real estate market tends to be a little broader in its swings, a little longer in its cycles, rather than where the stock market's, you know, from 2007 to 2009, it was down. From 2009 to 2011, it was back up. Real estate, the cycles are much longer. They're much different. So it does fit in that alternative type investment class. But a lot of people have issues with real estate, and they see their values going up and down. But that has more to do with the leverage than the actual valuation of the underlying property. I mean, if I have a $100,000 property with a $90,000 loan against it, a 5% decrease in supposed value is a 50% decrease in my equity. So the leverage will enhance both the increase and the decrease in value. So people look at it that way. But it does tend to be a much longer cycle, a different cycle. And done properly, real estate can help create a more a diversified portfolio. Doesn't guarantee a return, doesn't guarantee a positive return. it just tends to smooth out some of the severe movements of the market.
They talk about having assets, discorrelating assets. I guess you could say real estate oftentimes discorrelates with, or does it correlate with inflation? If you have a lot of inflation, oftentimes real estate can work in your favor.
It tends to be an inflation hedge, but that doesn't mean it's going to move just with inflation.
Yeah.
We've seen, because we haven't seen very many very large negative inflationary periods in the past 30, 40 years, but we've seen some big movements of, on the negative side of valuations on real estate from 1990 to 1995, from 2007 or 8 basically to 2010, 11. I mean, that's basically where the bottom was. By that time, the stock market had already pretty much recovered. So it's not exactly a stand-in. Even the values, just the true values, aren't a stand-in. But over long periods of time, take the income component out of it, just valuation of real estate, the actual price of real estate tends to grow in a manner similar to inflation. Similar. But that's over longer periods of time. And that doesn't include the one big reason that a lot of people buy it is the income. A lot of people buy real estate for the income that it can create. And they happen to get some appreciation on top of it. And so it comes in very handy, and it can be a very good asset class, but not for everybody. There are people that are very good at being a landlord. And there are other people that shouldn't be anywhere near it. And so depending on who you are, it can actually help or hurt your overall portfolio.
Yeah, and when I talk about real estate, and I mentioned strategies and things like this, I'm really taking the long-term view with real estate, because frankly, real estate to me, and I think you'd agree, is not something that, at least if you're looking for any amount of quote-unquote safety, should be done on a short-term basis. Most real estate is more of a long-term proposition.
Not most. I mean, real estate is a long-term proposition.
Well, you could get lucky and,
get
it at the right time.
You can get lucky in a lot of things and make money very quickly. You can also lose a lot of money. Real estate is not a short-term proposition. And where people tend to look at stocks in a day trading type of environment, real estate is not the same thing. It's difficult to buy and sell real estate. I'm talking about real parcels, properties and that nature. There are commissions you have to make up. It's not just point and click. Wake up in the middle of the evening, the middle of the morning, and say, "Well, I had a bad dream." Click. I sell my portfolio because I think it's going to drop. Real estate's much harder to sell than that.
Yeah, it is. And there. Go ahead.
And anytime you make real estate into a security, where you can buy and sell it at a moment's notice, you lose that long-term aspect. You lose the discorrelation. You lose some of the reasons that real estate fits in a portfolio. You turn it into a stock.
Well, and we're going to talk about some of this coming up. 877-PLANNER. We're going to take a couple of calls now. 877-752-6637. If you're on hold, we will get to everybody, so don't go away. A lot of stuff to talk about. Let's move to Paul in Port St. Lucie, Florida, up there first this hour. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Paul.
Hello.
Hi. How can we help you today?
Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Can you hear me?
I sure can. Go right ahead.
I can't hear you, though.
Oh.
Oh, that's not good.
Can they hear?
But I can't hear you.
Oh,
I'll have to listen on the radio.
Well, I'll tell you what.
We'll have to get you back on here somehow so we can talk about your question.
Well, I'll tell you what. Hang on one second, okay, Paul? Don't go away. I want to make sure you ask your question. Did he say he couldn't hear us at all?
Oh,
all right.
Hold on. Okay. I've got you now.
You got us now? Okay.
Yeah, I got you now. You just appeared for a few minutes there.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Well, let's get started anyway with your question, Paul. We may have to take you over to the break, but let's get started. Go ahead.
I'm doing my required minimum distributions, and the last couple of years I've taken an additional Roth conversion to bring me up to, close to my tax bracket without going over into an increase.
Okay. That makes sense.
My question would be, I know the Roth comes out, tax-free afterwards, but am I better off taking the Roth or just taking a distribution?
Well, do you need to spend the money right now?
No.
Then I think that doing the Roth conversion with an amount over and above the required minimum distribution but staying in the same tax bracket, utilizing the current tax bracket, makes a lot of sense. Because if you take money out, you just take a distribution. Okay, we're ignoring the required minimum distribution. We understand you have to take the RMD and set it off the side. That's done. Now we're talking about extra money. So if you take the distribution You're either going to put in a bank account or you're going to invest it, and it's going to hopefully earn something. Hopefully, it'll earn interest. Of course, we're not earning a whole lot of interest on bank account. But anything that it potentially earns will be taxable
it's
to you.
Taxable.
But if I put it into my Roth IRA, and especially if I've already had a Roth IRA for at least 5 tax years, no matter what happens in the Roth IRA, it'll be tax-free.
It's tax-free. So
I much prefer tax-free to taxable.
Right.
Now, you're doing the right thing.
And that way, I'm eliminating some of that lump sum and lump in there so that my distributions get smaller as
exactly.
I convert more.
Right. You're becoming more efficient as you go along. Your RMD, the balance of your IRA comes down, which brings the required minimum distribution down, which allows you to convert more to a Roth. The more you convert to the Roth, the less the IRA. It's a nice little snowballing effect.
Is there any point where it would be worth converting more? I mean, it depends on how high of a jump it would do in your taxes. I mean, at some point you might be able to do
right, and you've got to look at
in that one.
You got to look at who will ultimately. It doesn't sound like you need this money, but who would ultimately pay the taxes on whatever is left in the traditional IRA? Is it a surviving spouse that may be in a higher tax bracket? If that's the case, then maybe I would want to do some more. If it's an heir that's in the same bracket, well, then no, I don't want to do more. If it's an heir that's in a really high tax bracket, do I want to do more for their sake? Maybe, maybe not.
Hey, Paul, if you want to hang on a second, we can continue more on the other side of the break. I apologize. We just got to, well, I apologize. We just have to take a break. It's how we pay our bills. So if you have more questions, hold on. We will talk to you more on the other side. These are great questions, and we can talk more about this as well with Professor Plum. The strategy is what it is. Roths, yeah. Actually, they're a very good thing for many people. 877-PLANNER. Get on board now. We'll take more of your questions when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum on Bucket Strategy Investing.
Lucia Capital Group Advisors travel the country talking to individuals about retirement at open seminars, but they can also schedule a private seminar at your company and customize a retirement planning presentation for your employees.
I'm Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner.
And I'm Terry Keyes, Chartered Financial Consultant.
We'll teach you a strategy to integrate Social Security benefits with your other investments.
We'll talk about lifetime income strategies and what alternatives to stocks and bonds may fit into your retirement plan.
We'll tell you what you should know about managed portfolios, and we'll discuss your concerns about outliving your money, stock market volatility, and managing your taxes.
Business owners and HR managers can now schedule private retirement planning meetings for organizations of 50 or more. Call Lucia Capital Group at 800-644-1150 to schedule. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
The concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes and retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the Bucket Strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Talking about this morning.
30 years ago.
30 years ago.
Today.
That's right. It's been re-released. Top Gun, we're talking about, in case you're wondering. Which, you know, by all accounts.
Best opening scene. Gosh, this is a great opening scene.
It went between a spectacular movie and it's an awful movie. I mean,
yes.
There were portions where you say, this is great. And then, you know, a half hour later, you're saying, oh, please.
Gosh, this is
enough
sappy.
Of this. And then it moves along, but it depends if you're a man or woman, because when the man is usually saying this is great, the woman's going, oh, come on, stop, and then
and
it
vice
flips
versa.
Around, right?
Exactly.
Right when we get to yeah.
But
which,
come on, the opening scenes, you know, on the carrier deck and everything—that's just the greatest opening scene of a
well,
movie.
Well, you know, Cold War and all that stuff at the time when it came out, it made it even better. So anyway, all right, you're going to go see it in the theater?
Probably not in the theater. I have it at my home theater, maybe.
Okay. All right. Just checking. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We're going to get back to talking about real estate. And also, Paul had brought up an important point he was actually doing the right thing.
Yes, he was.
On his conversion.
You know, he had an IRA. He was over 70 and a half. He was taking his required minimum distribution. But he also realized that if he took a little bit more out of the IRA, he could stay in the same tax bracket. But the question was, what does he do with that extra money that he's taken out of the IRA? He knows he's going to have to pay that tax bracket anyway, so he takes out a little bit more. Should he just put it in the bank or put it in an investment, or should he put it in a Roth IRA? And he's been putting it in a Roth IRA, which is the right thing to do.
Right.
It's great because he's going to get tax-free. And as I mentioned, the more he takes out of the IRA now, the lower the balance of the IRA each year. The lower the balance of the IRA, the lower the required minimum distribution. The lower the required minimum distribution, the more room he has to do conversions.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets more of that money over to the Roth IRA.
And the more conversions that he makes on the upside, the more potential tax-free growth there
for somebody. It sounds like he doesn't need it, so he's not actually doing it for himself.
No, but it's a wonderful thing for an heir to inherit.
Now, the other side of it is he said, well, should I go up into the next bracket and do even more than what I'm converting now? And that gets back to who's going to actually pay the taxes. Are you going to be able to convert this whole thing over your lifetime? If so, no reason to accelerate that tax into a higher bracket. Is it going to go to a surviving spouse that would have a potentially higher bracket because the income brackets are a lot lower as far as how much you can pay, how much you can do for taxes? Then it may make sense. Or is it going to go to an heir? And then you have to decide, is it worth you paying it, or is it okay for them to pay it?
So these are questions you should be asking before you do
more.
Yes. Or maybe in some cases before you do any at all.
Well, before you do conversions, you always want to look at, is this costing me more today to do this conversion than what it's going to be when the money actually comes out because of inheritance, required minimum distributions, or whatever the case may be.
Yes. So we'll cover more about that later on. 877-PLANNER. Got a little bit of room on the phones. 877-752-6637. We've also been talking about real estate this hour and some of the benefits of owning real estate. We actually haven't gotten into those benefits yet. But, Professor Plum, owning real estate personally, we talked about how it can provide a nice hedge in some cases against inflation for various reasons. But there are tax reasons to own real estate.
There are tax benefits to owning real estate. In many cases, if you have it rented out and you're receiving an income, a lot of that income may be sheltered from current taxation through depreciation or other non-cash flow items, paper-only items that reduce the taxable event that's happening right now. So, you know, you've got that part of it, so you can actually get a cash flow, and it may not be 100% taxable right now. Now, that potentially leads to something in the future that may not be so nice, but right now, that's a pretty good deal. The one of the other reasons to own real estate is for the appreciation, the potential gain in value. That appreciation, especially if you've held it for more than a year, is realized at a long-term capital gain rate. Long-term capital gains are preferential tax treatment compared to ordinary income. And so there are some reasons, also all expenses, obviously, that you have against the property are deductible. So you get to use cash flow on a fairly efficient basis. And ultimately, upon sale, what you hope to achieve is a lot of gain, and that gain would be at a long-term capital gain rate. Heaven forbid you don't make it long enough to sell it, but you did make money on it. When you unfortunately pass away, the fortunate issue there is that you get a full step up in basis, including the depreciation base. Everything steps up to the value of the date of death. And so your heirs, your surviving spouse, your kids, whoever it is that is inheriting this property, receive it with a new tax basis. And they can re-depreciate it all over if they want to keep it as a rental. They can sell it without, you know, having to worry about paying taxes on the gain that was unrealized while you were owning it. So there are some benefits from a tax standpoint to owning real estate. No deniability there. It's not the worst thing in the world. Now, it does take management. It's not something that, like a mutual fund or just an individual stock that you can buy and set it and forget it and never think about again. I mean, I've met people that have owned a stock on a dividend reinvestment plan since the 50s and the 60s. They bought a couple shares back then and they didn't do anything to it. They just completely forgot about it, and it's now worth a significant amount of money. That's much harder to do with real estate. Real estate requires management. It requires somebody overseeing it, at least on an annual basis. Even raw land, you've got property taxes to pay. You've got maybe some insurance that you want to pay. You know, there's different things. So there is some ongoing maintenance. There's some ongoing expense to mm-hmm. owning real estate, unlike owning just something you can forget about for 40, 50 years and hope for the best.
Yeah, and the nice thing about real estate, we touched on this, is that if you sell it, you get capital gains tax treatment.
Yep.
Now you don't get there's not an exemption on investment real estate that you have on, say, personal real estate. I mean,
primary residence
that you have. But still, it's a capital gains.
Well, if I'm going to sell something and create $50,000 of gain, would I rather pay ordinary income or would I rather pay capital gains? Oh, capital gains is much better.
Well, because right now, in every circumstance, your capital gains tax is going to be lower than your ordinary income tax.
That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. Now, you get depreciation when you're...
Now, you do have to, if you sell it, you do have to recapture that.
Okay, but at the same time, that's one of the benefits of at least owning
right.
real estate.
And depreciation, a lot of people don't understand, what's depreciation? When you buy a property that has a physical structure on it, you can't depreciate land. Land doesn't depreciate unless you're mining it or something. But a physical structure becomes worth less, theoretically, as somebody uses it. And so the IRS allows you to take a deduction for the use, the wear and tear, so to speak, on a physical structure so you can depreciate. Now, did you have to pay anything at that time? No, it's a tax-only item. So maybe my rents are $24,000 a year, and my expenses are four. I'm just purely making this up. So I've got a net profit cash flow wise, because I paid cash for it, of $20,000. But the depreciation on the property may have been $12,000. So from a taxable event, I only show $8,000 of the $20,000 I put in my pocket as a taxable event. Now, in time, if I sell that during my lifetime, I will have to recapture to the extent I have gained. I'll have to recapture that $12,000 of deduction I took today. I'll put it back on
Meaning
my tax return later.
You have to add it back in. So it's all going to count back, and you're going to wind up paying taxes on that amount upon the sale.
Right. But it is capped. I mean, it's not an unlimited tax bracket. So, I mean, it can help sometimes. Sometimes
yeah,
it doesn't
it
help
can.
So much.
You've also got deductible expenses, you know, maintenance and things
property
like that.
Property taxes, interest.
Yep, exactly. Yeah,
repairs.
All that stuff. Yeah, and those are the advantages. Now, the original topic having to do with buying real estate inside the IRA. What happens if you buy real estate inside of an IRA? What happens to all these benefits? Well, we'll tell you when we come back. You've got questions on this or anything else, doesn't matter. Give us a call. Brain Trust standing by, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Coming right back.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
If you've recently left a job or retired, you may have left behind a 401k that you haven't thought about in years. How do you know if that account is still right for your retirement goals? How do you know if the fees are fair? How do you know what an IRA may offer that your old 401k may not? The retirement planning strategist at Lucia Capital Group help you get answers and guidance for your retirement plan. Schedule a rollover review and learn what options may be available for rolling over your 401k. You don't have to make your most important financial decisions through websites and calculators. You can work hand in hand with a Lucia Capital Group advisor who can explain the process to you personally and handle all the paperwork for you. Call for a personalized rollover review. 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Napa know-how!
Some people steer clear of store brands. But Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery and all the paperwork paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Talking to you about your money on the program, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Get on board, some room on the phones right now for you to ask your money question. Great question so far. Anything that's on your mind, planning, saving for college, talking about real estate right now, converting Roths, IRAs, whatever it is, and Social Security. And since we get so many Social Security questions from both listeners, emailers, and all that stuff, and viewers, we've devoted an entire half hour to the Social Security topic. And it happens every Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time. Strike that, reverse it. 1 and 4 and 8:15 Hawaii time.
8:15.
I'm kidding. No, Social Security show. That'll be with me, Johnny Dean, and Professor Rick Plum. We talk about Social Security, the laws, the rules, strategies especially, and answer your questions. If you go to wealthed.com, that's where you watch it. Once again, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time, wealthed.com, every Tuesday afternoon, talking to you about Social Security. And on this program, too, 877-PLANNER. Give us a call, 877-752-6637. So we've seen a lot of the good, Professor Plum, the benefits, especially the tax benefits, et cetera, of owning real estate personally. We're talking investment real estate in this case. Owning it personally. You have deductible, you have depreciation, you got capital gains tax treatment, all that stuff. So let's say somebody suggests that you buy it inside your IRA. What happens to a lot of those benefits?
Well, you don't get the depreciation because everything inside of the IRA is basically tax deferred. So depreciation doesn't do you any good. You do get to defer your income, and you get to defer your capital gain, but you get to defer your capital gain until you sell it anyway. But you do not get any of the current tax benefits. It doesn't help your current tax return. That's okay. For a lot of people, if they make too much money, they don't get to go negative on their tax return anyway. So a lot of people don't necessarily see it as a huge disadvantage while they're owning it. The problem with real estate in an IRA, well, the benefit is, you know, the reason that it's marketed to buy real estate in IRA, because frankly, that's where most people have the majority of their money. That's where they can afford to buy it. And so buying it there would make sense because that's where the money is. But you do give up some tax benefits. One of them being that when you ultimately do sell the property, you don't pay taxes right away, but sometime that gain that you've created is going to come out as ordinary income. But then the same thing can be said about stocks as well. I lose the stock trading. I lose that capital gain treatment going forward. But the income that was being sheltered primarily before is ultimately sometime in the future going to come out as ordinary income. There's no way around it. Now, one of the bigger advantages to buying real estate is the leverage, the ability to secure a property that costs a lot more than we have available cash for by borrowing against it, then using the income that's generated from the rents to help pay down or pay off that loan over time.
Yeah, meaning what? Hey, like, for example, what? You're talking about just using a mortgage or what?
Yeah, just using a mortgage. I mean, I go out and I buy a $250,000 property and I borrowed $200,000 against it. I only have $50,000 or a little bit more than that. You always have to have a little bit more. So I put $50,000 down, I borrow $200,000, and the rents that I'm getting, maybe I'm getting, $1,500 a month. I don't know what the rent would be, but it's enough to pay for all the expenses and the cost of borrowing the money. And so I'm having the tenants pay down my loan. Now, that's one thing when I am the one that goes out and secures the loan. If I own a property, I'm basically guaranteeing the loan. I'm standing behind it saying if the renters aren't there and there's not enough money coming from the net cash flow of the investment, I'm going to make up the difference. And I promise to do that. That's what a mortgage is for the most part. The problem with buying a property inside of an IRA, traditional IRA especially, with borrowed money is I, as an individual, cannot guarantee the loan. Because how do I get money into an IRA? I can put $5,500 in or $6,500 in a year if I have it. So you either have to have a lot of other assets in your IRA that you can then use as a backstop for that loan, or you have to get a loan where the only borrower is the IRA. And the less you have in the IRA, the less secure that loan is. And the less secure the loan is, the higher the rate is. Now, the other thing is a lot of times people don't want to hold it for 30 years. They don't want to hold it for 15 years. So it's rare that we actually pay the loans off on properties. You know, we typically sell them before we, especially rental properties, we typically sell them before we get to the end of the loan period. And what happens if you sell a property inside your IRA that has a loan against it? So you were able to get it financed. You bought that $250,000 property with a $200,000 note against it, and you've been paying it down a little bit. But the property's grown now to $300,000, and you have paid down the loan to maybe $150,000, and you decide to sell it. There's a nice little gain. You've been getting income. It's been paying down. There's $150,000 of equity in that sale. This is hypothetical all the way, of course. But what happens at the IRA level? IRAs are tax deferred, right? Well, not if you create debt-financed gain, specifically on real estate in this case. That $50,000 in gain that I had on that property that I sold inside my IRA came basically at the point of sale 80 or 50% from leverage. So 50% of it's going to be taxable.
So you're saying
to the IRA that year.
Yeah, and so you say even though it's still in the IRA, or
the money's still in the IRA,
nothing came out of the IRA, because normally when you sell something inside an IRA, any activity, it doesn't matter, gains, losses,
the
whatever.
The gain associated to the debt,
yes,
is going to be taxable. The IRA would file it. You don't pay it. The IRA pays it.
So that money has to come out of the IRA.
Yeah, the IRA files the tax return and sells it, you know, or spends it and pays off the tax lien.
Yeah.
So there are issues with real estate in an IRA.
Now,
for a lot of people, it may be the only way to play the game. I was talking to a gentleman. I told you the story before. He pulled me aside at a friend's daughter's graduation and said, okay, what is it? Why do you hate real estate in an IRA so much? And he had bought a property out in Texas, paid cash for it, had money in his IRA. Everything was working fine. And he's saying, everything worked out well for me. And it was fine. Also, he was only 51 or so when he bought the property originally. So it would have been very difficult to get the money out of the IRA. And he, to be honest, he didn't have, according to what he said, didn't have the cash in the personal account to pay $80,000 down on a house.
Had it inside the IRA. Yeah.
So, but now he's looking to sell it, and no big deal. There's no debt on it. And he wants to do another one. And I said, well, now that you're 59 and a half, maybe there's a better way to do it. And so instead of buying it in the IRA, let's use the IRA money to help pay for it. But use all the tax treatment of owning it personally. Use all the benefits from a tax standpoint. He is in an income situation where he can use them to take money out of the IRA to pay the loan on the property. The interest is the tax deductible, the depreciation. So basically, we're using the money in the IRA to pay the loan. He's over 59 and a half, doesn't have to worry about a penalty. So he's using the money in the IRA, which is what he wanted to do in the first place, to own a property personally, but he still gets all the tax advantages. And ultimately, when he hopefully he sells this one as a gain as well, he'll get capital gains treatment on it. And so from this point, we're using the IRA just like we might have been before, but we're using it to make a payment on a very tax sensitive basis, because we're using a taxable distribution and tax deductions on one side to make it somewhat, equal out. Actually, he's taking a little bit more than he needs. But what it's doing, though, is it's building up a personal account rather than building up an IRA account.
All right, so what he's doing is this. He's got X number of dollars in the IRA. Now, does he need down payment money?
He's been able to get about $80,000. It took him $15,000, $16,000 down payment.
Okay, so he had to have that. He had that personally, and that actually got him the loan. The question is, how do you pay for this? How do you pay for the
I think this property is going to be about $100,000. So he came up with $20,000. He might have even took an equity line on his primary residence to get the $20,000.
Well, whatever it was, but you got the down payment, and now you got a mortgage on this property.
Right.
So you want to, the idea is now to take the money out of the IRA.
Enough to pay. And again, key here is that he doesn't have a penalty.
Right.
But he's taking the money out of the IRA to pay the mortgage.
Now, somebody who's not listening very carefully might say, well, wait a minute, though. That money is taxable when it comes out of the IRA.
Yes,
it
is.
It may be penalty-free, but it's taxable. How do you account for that, Professor Plum?
All the deductions from the real estate, the depreciation, the everything else, is offsetting the income coming out of the IRA. So it's basically a neutral effect. And he still is going to show a little bit more deductions on the real estate than he has for the money coming out of the IRA. But it's about a wash.
Well, and you've got also a deduction on the interest paid.
The interest, but not the principal. Yes.
No, I understand. But certainly,
hey,
early
it's
on.
The first couple of years of
it's
the mortgage.
It's going to be mostly interest anyway. So, I mean, you could almost look at that as a as a benefit. You may actually be coming out ahead.
So the next time, hopefully, he sells it for $130, $140. That will be in his personal pocket rather than the IRA, which helps future 10 years down the line with RMDs. It won't be as much.
Yeah, and now we're going to talk about required minimum distributions coming up in just a couple of minutes here. We've got to take a break. And if you happen to be under age 59 and a half and you want to do this.
Under age 59 and a half poses
It's a little
problems,
tricky.
But you could do potentially a 72T to draw money out of the IRA. Loans are fair. You know, if you get a fixed loan, the payment out of a 72T is fixed. The payment for the loan is fixed. They kind of wash out nicely if you do it right.
Yeah, it's a little bit more work. Okay, now, but what do you do if you have real estate in your IRA and guess what? You're age 70 and a half. What happens at age 70 and a half with IRAs, whatever assets are in the IRAs, you have a required minimum distribution. Not so tough when you have cash, stocks, etc. What do you do when you have an illiquid asset like an IRA? We'll talk about that when we come back. 877-PLANNER. Call us with your money questions. Brain Trust standing by. Bucket Strategy Investing.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008, and for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
At GEICO, we've been innovating car insurance for over 75 years with forward-thinking ideas like online quotes and the GEICO mobile app. And, to prove it, we'll play one of our first radio commercials from 75 years ago.
By Jiminy, Geico could save you money on your car insurance, which is what we'll be doing over 75 years from now. Who knows? Maybe with some sort of application that's accessible on a futuristic handheld device. We'll call them online quotes.
See? Forward thinking.
Geico, saving people money for over 75 years.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello, awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping applied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. We got some lines open, just a few, though, so get on board now. We're going to be taking your call till the top of the hour. And, by the way, next hour as well, if you happen to be listening or watching, in most cities across the country, you'll find another hour of this program ahead of this one, after this one. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. We will talk a little bit more about required minimum distributions, what to do when you got real estate in your IRA and you have to take that required minimum distribution. But we'll take a couple of calls here before the top of the hour. Greg is up next in Portland, Oregon. Hello, Greg.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Great. I've got some questions on, we're redoing our will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the kids are raised and all that stuff, so it's time. What we previously had was the real estate was in a trust, and we're going to go ahead and, you know, upgrade that a little bit. Now that I've hit a point where we've got enough in retirement, you know, IRAs, 401ks, savings and such, we've got to do something with that. The attorney suggested the possibility of a pour-over will.
Well, when
he said...
Go ahead.
And you know that term?
Oh, yes, very much. When you have
I didn't know if it was maybe, you know, an odd term that they use in Oregon.
No, well, there are a lot of things that are odd that they use in Oregon, but the pour-over will is pretty much national. A pour-over will is used in conjunction with a living trust. You mentioned that you had a trust. And
yep.
So the assets, the majority of the assets that are the non-retirement plan assets would be owned by the trust. Your brokerage accounts, your real estate, and things of that nature would be in the name of the trust. But a pour-over will is something that says, you basically, if you had beneficiaries, you'd still want a will, you'd set up the beneficiaries, and it takes care of assets that don't have a title. The stamp collection goes to little John, grandma's china goes here, and these things. So it identifies specific bequests that you want to have that. And then basically at the bottom of it, after it makes specific bequests, it says, and anything else that's in my estate that is not in the trust, put it in the trust. Just pour it over into the trust and let the trust handle it. That's what a pour-over will does.
Okay, what we have done, well, you know, when the investments, the 401ks, IRAs and stuff got to a certain point, we always had this as it would go to our kids.
Good.
You know, they'd be the beneficiaries, and it was marked as a TOD.
Well,
now,
an IRA
would be a problem.
Well, you wouldn't have the 401ks, the IRAs, and things of that nature going through the will, assuming that you have no issues with the kids controlling the money, being able to do what they want with it. You would name them directly as the beneficiary of the IRA, the 401k, or anything else that has a beneficiary to it. The pour-over will is not really for those assets. If you were worried about management and you wanted somebody in place other than the kids or the heirs to manage the asset, then you would name the trust specifically. You would coordinate the beneficiary with the trust, not the will. The will is only for things that don't have a beneficiary, that don't have a title that you can put in the name of the trust, that you want to be handled by the living trust. So when it comes to the IRAs, when it comes to the 401ks and the other tax-deferred accounts, we have to decide, do we have issues with who is receiving this money and the way that they may or may not spend it? If we want to put control on them, then we want to coordinate a beneficiary assignment with the trust. If, on the other hand, the kids are grown and they're going to get whatever percentage of your IRA, percentage of your 401k that you've specified, and you look at it and say, you know what, whatever they do with the money is fine with me. For one thing, I'm gone. My wife is gone. Whatever they do with it, I trust them to do what's in their best interest. Naming them directly as a beneficiary is a much easier setup than trying to deal with the trust, and you would never have it go to the will anyway.
Okay, so then we're doing fine having just the real estate and the trust, and then having everything else, I'll just say investments, all as it's an even split between my two kids, and transfer on death, and that's really not going to create any problems with my concern was the two kind of going together, if that would create another hurdle, because it's my understanding that being outside of the trust, that could be subject to probate, although I don't know who in the heck would file.
Yeah, well, your kids would have to file. That's why you don't want it outside of the trust. So when you talk about the investment accounts, are you talking about the IRAs and 401ks, or are you talking about personal brokerage accounts?
No, it's all 401k and IRA.
Okay, then it's not technically a TOD, although it acts just like it. It's a beneficiary. The 401k has a beneficiary. Are you married, Greg?
Yes, I am.
Most likely, you're going to have your spouse as primary beneficiary for 100% of the money. Same thing with your spouse. You would be their primary beneficiary. Then you would have your two children as contingent beneficiaries, 50% each. So that if your spouse wasn't here to take the money, it goes to the two kids directly. That's a beneficiary assignment. It does not include the will. It does not have anything to do with the trust. It goes outright to them. They get to roll it over into a beneficiary IRA at that point for each of them. But if you had personal brokerage accounts, you could do a TOD, transfer on death, which is basically putting a beneficiary on an account that otherwise does not have one. But if you have a living trust, you just take and put personal assets. Instead of doing a TOD, you put a personal asset, you put it in the trust. You name the titling.
So then I'm fine. Really, there would be no reason to put the IRAs and such in directly into the trust. And
nope.
It would go right
name
to the kids then.
Because there's a beneficiary
on
that.
Do the beneficiary assignment correctly, and you don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Now, in case, and we got a the end clause on everything on this, is if we're all wiped out in the same tragedy, it all goes to, it's going to go to charity. I mean, you got to do something with it, and I don't want the state to get it. So is that going to muddy the waters on that? Or does the pour-over will just automatically combine everything and then it's sent to the charities of our choice?
So the bottom line of the trust says if there's nobody here after I go, everything goes to a charity. The pour-over will take anything that was not already in the trust at your death and put it in the trust. Now, that is a probatable issue, though. Anything that goes through the will, whether it's a simple will, a pour-over will, however you want to call it, even a testamentary trust, it goes through probate. But by that point, it really doesn't matter too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because the charity's going to wind up with it one way or the other, and the costs that are paid, there may be a few costs, a little bit of cost.
There'll be some probate.
Right. But
the
otherwise,
charity will pay it, or the estate will pay it to get the money to the charity.
Yeah. Hey, Greg, I have to take a break for the top of the hour. If you have some more questions, hold on. We'll talk to you in just another minute or minute and a half here during the top of the hour news. Great questions, of course, and we appreciate that. And we can also talk more on the other side of the break, too. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, the Brain Trust members across the country at their off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Another hour is just ahead. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.